Chapter 1. Present Day. As the prison doors slam shut behind me, I question every decision I've ever made in my life. This is not where I want to be right now. At all. Who wants to be in a maximum security penitentiary? I'm going to wager nobody wants that. If you are within these walls, you may have made some poor life choices along the way. I sure have. Name? A woman in a blue correctional officer's uniform is looking up at me from behind the glass partition just inside the entrance to the prison. Her eyes are dull and glassy, and she looks like she doesn't want to be here any more than I do. Brooke Sullivan, I clear my throat. I'm supposed to meet with Dorothy Kuntz? The woman looks down at a clipboard of papers in front of her. She scans the list, not acknowledging that she heard me or that she knows anything about why I'm here. I glance behind me into the small waiting area, which is empty except for a wrinkled old man sitting in one of the plastic chairs, reading a newspaper like he's sitting on the bus. Like there isn't a barbed wire fence surrounding us, dotted with hulking guard towers. After what feels like several minutes, a buzzing sound echoes through the room, loud enough that I jump and take a step back. A door to my right with red vertical bars slowly slides open, revealing a long, dimly lit hallway. I stare down the hallway, my feet frozen to the floor. Should I go in? The woman looks up at me with her dull eyes. Yes, go. You pass through the security check down the hall. She nods in the direction of the dark hallway, and a chill goes through me as I walk tentatively through the barred door, which slides closed again and locks with a resounding thud. I've never been here before. My job interview was over the phone, and the warden was so desperate to hire me, he didn't even feel compelled to meet me first. My resume and letters of recommendation were enough. I signed a 1-year contract and faxed it over last week. And now I'm here, for the next year of my life. This is a mistake. I never should have come here. I look behind me, at the red metal bars that have already slammed shut behind me. It's not too late. Even though I signed a contract, I'm sure I could get out of it. I could still turn around and leave this place. Unlike the residents of this prison, I don't have to be here. I didn't want this job. I wanted any other job but this one. But I applied to every single job within a 60-minute commute of the town of Raker in upstate New York, and this prison was the only place that called me back for an interview. It was my last choice, and I felt lucky to get it. So I keep walking. There's a man at the security check-in all the way down the hall, guarding a second barred door. He's in his 40s, with a short military-style haircut, and wearing the same crisp blue uniform as the dead-eyed woman at the front desk. I looked down at the ID badge clipped to his breast pocket. Correctional Officer Stephen Benton. Hi, I say, in a voice that I realize is a little too chirpy, but I can't help myself. My name is Brooke Sullivan, and it's my first day working here. Benton's expression doesn't shift as his dark eyes rake over me. I squirm as I rethink all the fashion choices I made this morning. Working in a men's maximum security prison, I figured it was better not to dress in a way that might be construed as suggestive. So I'm wearing a pair of boot-cut black dress pants, paired with a black button-up long-sleeved shirt. It's almost 80 degrees out, one of the last hot days of the summer, and I'm regretting all the black. But it seemed like the way to call the least attention to myself. My dark hair is pinned back in a simple ponytail. The only makeup I have on is some concealer to hide the dark circles under my eyes, and a scrap of lipstick that's almost the same color as my lips. Next time, he says, no high heels. Oh, I look down at my black pumps. Nobody gave me any guidance whatsoever on the dress code, much less the shoe code. Well, they're not very high, and they're chunky, not sharp or anything. I really don't think my protest.